The retail landscape has been fundamentally transformed by brands that have cut out the middleman. Direct-to-consumer, DTC companies, aren't just selling products differently, they're redefining what a brand can be in the digital age. What makes these pioneers successful isn't just their digital-first approach, but their willingness to challenge industry conventions that have gone unquestioned for decades. The most innovative DTC founders often come from outside their industries, bringing fresh perspectives that turn limitations into opportunities. When Graze.com's tech industry founders were told their mail-delivered snack subscription was bonkers due to shipping costs and food preservation challenges, they engineered packaging specifically designed to qualify as a large letter rather than a parcel, dramatically reducing delivery costs while building a data system that allowed them to iterate products 4 times faster than traditional manufacturers. This outsider advantage repeats across successful DTC brands, from Bloom & Wild's Letterbox Flowers to Huel's Complete Food Revolution. What separates DTC brands from traditional retail is their relationship with data. While traditional brands rely on quarterly reports and focus groups, DTC companies operate with real-time feedback loops across all business functions. When Graze discovered their fresh fruit wasn't surviving delivery, they immediately pivoted based on customer ratings. Snag used sales data to determine market expansion and marketing models. This extends to hyper-personalized marketing. Ugly Drinks targets promotions to specific geographic areas, sending coupons only to people within 2 miles of new stores. Yet there's wisdom in balancing data with human insight. Graze's Anthony Fletcher learned this entering the U.S. market. We were too internally focused and slow to react to competition. James Davidson of Tails.com adds, "You need to understand why customers are doing what they're doing, not just rely on numbers. Compare what customers say directly to what the data tells you." The most successful DTC brands use data not to replace customer understanding, but to enhance it. While conventional startup wisdom favors asset-light models, many DTC success stories have thrived through vertical integration. Companies like Graze built their own manufacturing facilities, gaining complete control over processes and quality. This enabled them to adjust recipes rapidly based on customer feedback, launching over 200 new products in 3 years. All plants followed suit with their frozen vegan meal delivery service, despite warnings about capital-intensive food production. Founder J.P. Petrides insisted that creating superior products required in-house production, leading to proprietary freezing techniques and custom packaging solutions impossible through outsourcing. Vertical integration offers 3 crucial advantages: quality control, rapid innovation, and protected margins, typically 15-20% higher than contract manufacturing. During COVID-19, vertically integrated companies proved more adaptable, adjusting production and supply chains faster than those relying on outside manufacturers. The lesson? Sometimes innovation requires bringing critical capabilities in-house, contrary to popular asset-light approaches. The most resilient DTC brands build genuine communities anchored by purpose beyond profit. Who Gives a Crap demonstrates this by donating 50% of profits to clean water projects while creating distinctive products. Their bamboo toilet paper, wrapped in colorful paper, drives organic word-of-mouth growth. Heights, the brain care supplement company, built community before product. Founder Dan Murray Setter's weekly brain health newsletter attracted 10,000 subscribers who became their founding community. They maintain engagement through newsletters, podcasts, and social platforms. Hyatt Denim revitalized manufacturing in Cardigan, Wales after local factory closures. Their newsletters engage customers beyond jeans, covering design, architecture, and other topics, treating customers as multifaceted individuals rather than mere consumers. This community-first approach yields powerful benefits: lower acquisition costs, higher retention through emotional connection, and valuable product feedback. When Snag faced bankruptcy during the pandemic, their transparent communication led to customers raise $1.25 million in 5 days, proving authentic community relationships can save a business. The DTC landscape has matured, with founders now taking a more measured approach. The era of low customer acquisition costs has given way to a more competitive environment with higher marketing expenses across digital channels. This shift has forced brands to balance growth with profitability. Cornerstone exemplifies this evolution, moving from aggressive expansion to sustainable operations by streamlining their team from 20 to 10 people while maintaining profitable growth without constant reinvestment. Hewitt Durnham represents an extremely deliberate approach to controlled growth. Founder David Hewitt, learning from his experience losing control of Howie's after selling to Timberland, structured Hewitt to prioritize independence. Their single investment round granted shares with no voting rights, dividends, or exit plan. Casper serves as a cautionary tale of prioritizing growth over profitability. Despite growing revenues from $250 million to $400 million in 2 years, their aggressive expansion led to mounting losses. Co-founder Jeff Chapin admitted they spent 95% of our time racing and not looking at the business model, highlighting how sustainable growth requires patience and discipline, especially in venture-backed environments. While many DTC brands start online only, most evolve into multiple channels, recognizing customers exist in both digital and physical worlds. This shift from pure DTC to omnichannel requires careful planning and clear objectives for each channel. Gray's exemplified this transition in 2015 by entering traditional retail after establishing their DTC snack brand. Their data-driven approach impressed retailers, showing sales data after just 6 weeks to justify replacing a third of their range, far outpacing traditional brands' 2-year development cycles. Some brands view retail primarily as marketing rather than revenue. Huel's founder sees their retail distribution of ready-to-drink shakes as brand awareness building, warning that retail is a distraction until companies have mastered their online presence. Ugly Drinks demonstrates strategic omnichannel integration. Though retail and wholesale generate 80% of revenue, their DTC channel, 20%, drives business strategy through customer feedback, community building, and product innovation. They test limited edition flavors online before considering them for retail distribution. The most successful omnichannel expansions maintain DTC's data-driven approach while leveraging different channels for specific strategic purposes in the customer journey. Despite technological advances in DTC, human connection remains a crucial differentiator through trust, exceptional service, and emotional engagement. Tails.com nearly failed despite having everything in place, experienced team, market demand, funding, and infrastructure, due to an overly transactional approach. By expanding customer service and engaging meaningfully with pet owners, they discovered people wanted to discuss their dog's well-being. These longer conversations, averaging 8-12 minutes, increased customer retention by 40%. Bloom and Wild's thoughtful marketing movement let customers opt out of potentially sensitive holiday emails without fully unsubscribing. Major brands like Etsy and The Body Shop followed suit, generating massive social engagement and loyalty. Successful DTC brands scale personal connection through personalized service, emotional marketing, and community building. As Tails.com's James Davidson noted, you need to really understand why customers are doing what they're doing and not just rely on the numbers. This human-centric approach results in engaged customers spending 2.3 times more than non-engaged ones. The brands that thrive will be those that balance human connection with technological efficiency.